All right. So we'll start with Vlad. I'll go ahead and hand it over to you to talk about this topic in general. Oh, see. Okay, great. Okay, so I don't think Vlad's on right now, so I'm going to go ahead and keep going. So this next slide, this is really just the overview of why provisions in these agreements, they don't achieve the intended results that we think of whenever we're drafting. So the first reason why it doesn't achieve our intended results is one, the issue wasn't dealt with at the drafting stage. So when I draft the agreement as a transactional lawyer, we didn't think about the issue, right? And that's something that happens pretty commonly, especially if we have really complex agreements. Another reason it isn't clear, or maybe it's not enforceable, or there's some other reason like bankruptcy or insolvency. And so these are, reasons why we don't achieve the intended results. And Vlad, good, you're on now. So I'll go ahead and give it over to you if you want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on the overview on this on these provisions and why they don't achieve the results that we intend. Can you not hear me? Okay, no problem. Thanks. Okay, so we're going to move on to capital contributions. So the capital
Can you hear
contributions.
me?
Oh, I can hear you, Vlad. No. Sorry, we're having a few microphone problems right now. Okay, so I'm going to move on. So capital contributions and the consequences of the failure to make them. So these capital contributions, so this is when we talk about capital contributions, we talk about two things. We talk about the initial capital contributions, and then we talk about additional capital contributions that the members may make as they go down the road in their relationship. The initial capital contributions are required at closing, and then always agree on a fair market value of any property that's contributed to the partnership. So if either of the members, any of the members contribute property, go ahead and figure out that fair market value up front. It's really important that that valuation is established and documented. Otherwise, people can disagree at that in the future. And then, of course, require your initial capital contribution at closing. Try not to do a deferred or delayed capital contribution. Vlad has seen that many times in his career where somebody puts an initial capital contribution in and then they don't make the remainder of that capital contribution. And that's a problem. That's a problem because then the business entity doesn't have the capital that it needs to continue.
Can you hear me now?
So I can. I don't think we can on the. Sorry, we're having a few microphone problems right now, and so I'm trying to see if we can get Lad on the Zoom as well, but it doesn't look like we are right now. Nope. Yeah. No. It's fine, Lad. I can handle it. It's totally good.
Christina?
Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay. So a planning tool on capital contributions. And this is something that we don't think about often. We oftentimes think about if you are the operating partner or the general partner, the partner who's operating a company on a day-to-day basis, that person thinks about demanding additional capital contributions by the members because that person is going to be the one that needs the capital. Oftentimes, the capital partners, the money partners, they don't think about demanding additional capital contributions. But to be honest, the minority partners or the capital partners might often need that right. So that's something that we don't often think about, but it's something that you should think about for sure if you have an operating partner and then limited partners, for example. So additional capital contributions, and this is a really big issue. Additional capital contributions are basically they're the members' promises to submit additional capital to the company when and if it's needed and required by the managers. And you can in LLC agreements, we see everything with respect to these capital contributions. So first, we see that they aren't required, so none are required. We also see that additional capital contributions, perhaps a certain amount are required. So there's an aggregate cap on the capital contributions. We also see annual caps. So every year the members will agree to give a certain amount if needed by the company. And so that way the member knows exactly what their max out of pocket would be for capital contributions for that year. Also in accordance with pre-approved budget, this is a big one. I see this all the time, and actually I see it more frequently over the last several years. And that's the requirement to enter into a budget at closing. And then every year that budget is updated with the approval of all the partners. And that way the members know exactly what's needed every year, but they don't have to set that amount at the time of the closing or the time of the investment. You can readdress it each year with a budget. And so that's been a very flexible way that we've been able to